This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Biden, The line that will stick with me is, in a lot of ways, this dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes, take zero questions, and cheerfully walk away. I'm just going to, for the journalists in the room, he wasn't laughing with you. He was laughing at you. I mean, the reality is, I think he's mocking the press. The guy does not take questions, and he's up there joking about it. And I just, and they're clapping, and they're laughing about it. And I don't know. I think he owes, I'm pro-reporter. And I think the President of the United States ought to have to talk to these reporters and not mock them.
That was a guy named Scott Jennings. He was talking about what Biden said, his remarks at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, they injected Joe full of Adderall or something to keep him up so he could mumble his way through. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Democrats are having a lot of fun up there, boy. Because talk about a party that's in trouble, that if we were running this country in a real way, the Democrats would cancel the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They'd be working on serious issues and probably looking at who could replace Joe Biden because he's going to prison. We have people killing each other all over the country, in cities all over the country, run by Democrats. And I mentioned in the first hour, Democrats blaming everything but the root problem. We have Democrats voting along party lines to allow men to compete with women, all because they declare themselves trans, and they call it trans rights. They are violating the rights of women. We have a lady talking about this that, wow, probably the best explanation of it that you could hear. Former distance runner. I think her name's Mara Yamauchi or something like that. What else are we learning? We learn, get this, Jeffrey Epstein probably compromised members of the CIA. And I tell people, think about, there was a big scandal in Britain where there was a true story, based on a true story, I saw the movie, and a person, a lady who ran a kind of a brothel where guys would come in, the heads of state, or, you know, the big wigs in Britain would come in and they would get dominated, you know, dominatrix type stuff. And they had pictures of, whoever this was, had pictures of the princess, one of the princess, within an orgy. Things like this. And they would had all this data in a safe deposit box in a bank in Britain. And somebody learned about it and stole the box. Based on a true story. And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Manipulating powerful people is the way you get things done. There are people out there that is their main function in life, is to get dirt on people. By the way, I'll tell you a quick story. I was having dinner. Dinner with a guy who is an Oppo research guy here in Arizona. Big old fat dude. And he, you know, he's bragging about how big of a deal he is. And I'd started this, Melissa and I started a new organization that took the momentum of the campaigns and said, we're going to harness that momentum and keep it going for these candidates so that we stop losing elections as Republicans. So we started this deal, got some initial funding, and I was meeting with this guy because he's like, well, he was going to vet what I do. And he's an Oppo research guy. And it turns out, you know what he's concerned about? That if I can help people get elected that he doesn't want, or that his Oppo research says shouldn't get elected, he loses a little bit of power. But anyway, we were having this discussion, and he says, well, I don't see what you guys are doing. It's just a bunch of fluff. So I started naming the types of ideas that come from my organization. And I talked about what we did in Missouri in a similar function, what we did in Missouri, because the highest ranking Republican in Missouri asked me to do a project. And I'm not going to bore you with the details because it takes too long to explain it on radio, but we came up with two billboards. And we came up with more than that, but we showcased two of them that had spectacular messaging. So I told them, I said, okay, well, if my organization is fluff, let me give you what we did in this instance. And I laid it out. It was, there were two guys there. Told them exactly what we did. And they both went, ooh, yeah, boy, that was good. And I went, so if it's fluff, then what you're telling me is I'm fluff. What you're telling me is that the ideas that ruminate inside of my head and eventually emanate outside of my head that I produce and put out there are fluff. And what you're telling me is that my career is fluff. I don't know where he went. I mean, he's not going to be an invest. I didn't want him to be after that. I can't stand him at this point, honestly. I cannot stand him. But because these are people that act like they have all the ideas. They got the secret sauce on how to get people elected. And you know what I've watched them do? I've watched them lose election after election. We should not lose an election as a Republican, any statewide election, in, I'd say, 40 states minimum. We should not lose a statewide election. We shouldn't lose any election as it pertains to president. The national things, Senate races, stuff like that. We should be dominating. And guys like him that go out and do their Oppo research, for what? What do you get? Let me tell you what you get. You get Joe Biden mocking the media. You get the media mocking you because you dare say, I want something different. I don't want my kids sexualized in school. I don't want them indoctrinated. You know what I'd like? I'd like my kids to learn. You know what else you like? You like freedom. I don't want you telling me that a disease is going to kill me. I'll decide that for myself. I'll debate on whether or not I wear a mask. I will never lock down again, and I'm damn sure not going to get a vaccine because you decide that you're going to make me get it, only to find out later it was all manipulated, and again, more kabuki theater. That's what I'm not going to tolerate. And I'm not going to tolerate you demonizing my God, you demonizing my family, you demonizing my country, all because you have some agenda. Or you're going to go make money in China or Ukraine or Russia or Ireland or anywhere else you decide that you're going to take your crackhead son. Going back to Jeffrey Epstein. It looks like this guy was manipulating members of the CIA. This is another major story that's breaking. This was during the time of Obama, by the way. We got lots to talk about, lots to dissect, and here's the problem. You can't get caught up in too much of it, too, because it's easy to go down one rabbit hole and forget all the other things that are happening around you. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden declared he's going to run again. Everybody's wondering, well, can the old man take it? Can he hold up to the 2020 campaign schedule where he stayed in the dungeon? Really? Joe Biden back on the campaign trail. And, well, he certainly got the time. He only puts in a 30-hour work week. Yeah, what? This is published. This is not me making this up. The job of a president is never ending. I mean, you're on fire the whole time. You're just ready to go. Joe Biden, I forget the numbers, but I think they said it 40% of the time. He's been, you know, shoehorned in this faux presidency. He's been on vacation 40% of the time. And while he's at work, he will call a rap at 9 a.m. What kind of moron what CEO would you have that were his hours? I'm serious, that those were his hours. Unbelievable. Yeah, come on, leftists, you can do better than this, seriously. Now, you guys already know I told you Joe Biden will not be their nominee. He won't be. And it's going to create a little bit of a quandary for him because they can't just shoehorn Kamala Harris in. Now, if Joe leaves, if he, you know, takes a penalty or fakes an injury, and they let Kamala be president for a bit, she makes her history, she'll step aside, and then other people will come in, and they're coming in. This was in the New York Post. Even White House staffers admit that Biden's advanced age is affecting his workload. See, that's what you call a teaser to let you know exactly what I mentioned to you. Joe Biden's not their guy. Now, this is New York Post, but, I mean, they're more believable than the New York Times. And the prospect of Joe Biden's age is now starting to come up more. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he joked about it. I'm not even going to play any of that stuff. I'm not going to let Biden come off as a likable guy. Somebody made the comment. I think it was Charlie Kirk. It's tough to run against Biden because he's a likable guy. No, he's not. He's a lying scumbag is what he is. Not hardly anything that comes out of his mouth is the truth. They say, days after the 80-year-old formally announced he would run for re-election in 2024, Axios reported that aides said it's tough to schedule public or private events with Biden at certain times of the day. Namely, get this. This is funny. You ready? You ready for his schedule? It's tough to schedule in, particularly on weekends, mornings, and evenings. So he's only available midday. He's available for lunch, which, by the way, is his dinner. When can you see him? You can't see him on weekends. You can't see him in the mornings. You can't see him in the evenings. And listen, anytime after 2, and did I mention weekdays? Yeah. I tell you what, just let me know when he's available. The president will have an hour on Wednesday. They said, in fact, the report adds most of Biden's public events happen between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's what's called banker's hours. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you remember they used to run that commercial, who's going to answer the 3 a.m. call? Not Biden. Not Joe Biden. Maybe Jill. Maybe Hunter, depending on if it's crack deal. But it won't be Joe Biden. No. So far this year, Biden has held just 4 events before 10 a.m. in the morning. 12 events after 6 p.m., mainly state dinners, receptions, and Democratic fundraisers. He has spent a dozen or more weekends without any public events. Biden does nothing at 9 a.m., former White House press secretary turned MSNBC host Jen Psaki said on air last month while waiting for Biden to deliver his early morning remarks on the Silicon Bank failure. He's a night owl. He will burn the candle to what, 8 p.m.? Party animal. But I love this next part. They said Biden insisted last year that he does keep somewhat regular hours, telling actors Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett on their Smartless podcast that he rises at 7:15, spends about 45 minutes in the 8 a.m. hour working out. You believe it? Of course, doing push-ups in case he has to, you know, confront one of those dog-faced pony soldiers that he says, you want to challenge me to push-up? I'll beat you right now in a push-up contest, man. Okay, come on, man. A pup piece, but I don't know what for. Are they trying to convince us that Joe Biden, he can get it done in a small amount of time? What it took President Trump to do, Joe Biden does in, you know, 15 minutes. What took Trump 8 hours to do. Joe Biden has ruined this country. There are times when I read things like this and I go, good, good. Let him sleep till 10. I'm glad he doesn't come in till 10. Can they stretch it to noon? Can they let him go to bed at 7? Keep his hours tight. But this is the guy that beat Trump in 2020, right? Got 81 million votes. He's so popular. 70% of the people don't want him to get reelected or re-cheated in. And I don't know what the Democrat breakdown is, but I know overwhelmingly I saw a poll on independents don't want him. Who wants him? The only group I know that could want Joe Biden are the transsexuals. I'm not trying to be flippant or funny. That's the only group. It's like with Obama. I said the only groups that could want Obama are Muslims and women, or LGBT. Muslims and LGBT. And some women. That's it. Nobody. If you are hardworking, you know, you're Latino. He didn't do anything for Latinos. Look at who Trump helped. You remember when blacks were the most employed, women were the most employed, and Latinos were the most employed under Donald Trump. Nobody says a word now. Because, you know, can't let Trump, he can't survive. He's got to, they got to get him, man. They got to get that guy. Trump survives, boy. Katie barred the door. Now they're talking about, well, we don't want to see a repeat of 2020. That would be terrible. No, you know what they don't want to see? They don't want to see Trump and Biden again in 2020 because they're going to have a very difficult time covering up. Trump, look, not a commercial for him, but he's coming out strong. He's saying, I'm going to fix what's happened in China. I'm going to fix this Ukraine-Russia war, this Russian war that they got us into. I'm going to go make these, you know, it's going to be hell to pay for the Taliban and all them, who, by the way, said, if there's one American left in Afghanistan, it's one American too many. What about Sudan? All the Americans right now left in Sudan. The reason why I keep coming back to this, the reason why you, if you don't like Trump or whatever, but you might want to tolerate him being back, is you got a guy now who's finally pissed. He's finally saying, you know what? I trusted this government. I trusted the process. No longer. When I get back in there, I know exactly where to cut the head off the snake. And that's what we need. We don't need a guy that can't get up in the morning to do his doggone job.
Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is sending more than 1,500 troops to the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire.
These will be very much focused on support tasks to CBP.
That's Customs and Border Protection. Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder says it will be a mix of active duty soldiers and Marines who will eventually be relieved by reservists and others. The Senate may hold a hearing next week on the House-passed bill that raises the debt ceiling and mandates some budget cuts. House and Senate leaders are set to meet with President Biden at the White House next week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says default will happen June 1st, unless lawmakers raise the debt ceiling. Lots of reported sightings, all dead ends. The latest on the hunt for Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the Friday killings of five neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Seriously, there's so much going on. But I've had a couple of things that we've been dying to talk about. And one of them is the ruse. I keep telling you guys, there's all these ruses that are happening right before your eyes and nobody's talking about it. And I'm going to play a couple of clips of this stuff and we'll talk a little bit about it. But I really want to make sure that there's a level of education you get out of this amazing show with the funniest and most handsome radio show host ever. But no, seriously, I want you guys to get, maybe you've seen these clips. I know you're very, you know, you're in tune. You're finding your own stuff. And maybe you know what I'm about to show you, but I'm going to try to put a spin on it that maybe gives you a little bit of a different concept around it. But it's things that we have been led to believe, or maybe you thought you knew something about and you knew, you know, you learned, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I love those moments. I love that. That joy of finding something new and interesting. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So let's begin with this. This is a geologist. A geologist! He's a giant! A giant in geology! Anyway, he's a geologist. His name is Ian Plime. And here's how wind subsidies work.
Now, wind and solar power are subsidized. One of the best investments you could have would be to have a wind turbine. Because when the wind doesn't blow, you get paid. You get a subsidy. At times, when the wind's too strong, you're asked to turn it off, and you get paid to do that.
Really?
Yes. This is one of the biggest scams that's ever existed. Now, what that is it's a transfer of money from we poor punters paying our electricity bills to people who are very wealthy. We're not seeing any justice at all in this. And we hear the words climate justice. The only climate justice there is to stop subsidising inefficient and unreliable power and not have the little person pay for people to get wealthy.
So, did you catch that? Welcome back. The best thing you can have is a wind turbine. Wind doesn't blow, you get subsidised. You get money. Wind blows, you get paid. It's a no-lose situation. Now, I don't know about you, but there's a certain amount of risk of life, right? You deciding, do we take this trip or that trip? Do I buy this car? Do I invest in this or that? There's that risk is there. You know what leftism is about? I'm gonna make this as simple for you as I possibly can. They don't lose. They hedge their bets. Look at the 2020 election and tell me that leftists, you know, I mean, they didn't lose. They lost, but they made sure they didn't lose. Look at everything they manipulate. Look at everything they touch. Unions. You can retire and get 75, sometimes 100% of your pay. All you got to do is play the game. So when you're working, don't really work hard. When you're done, we'll pay you to not work at all. Well, guess what? That's your wind subsidies. The same way with windmills. I will bet you money it's no different with solar. I bet you these solar farms, you put it up, they say, when you're producing, don't worry, you're getting paid. When you're not producing, we'll pay you. There's always a subsidy. And it's always with something that they want to manipulate. They want green energy. So they're willing to take your money and you know, pretend that this is the best thing since sliced bread. I often joke, I said, you should make a leftist have to not, anything that involves a petroleum product, they should not be able to use. So no tires on their cars, nothing. I mean, they talk about an electric car. I saw a meme that said, if you're worried about drilling for oil, that's your big deal with the green energy, but you're okay with cobalt, lithium, and everything that has to go into the mining of those materials. You got your priorities wrong. These people are so clueless, and I don't blame them. I don't. Look, if we're going to be the most educated about this stuff, then get educated. And tell people about it. Talk about the grid. See, I'll tell you this. I was talking to the guy. He taught me about solar energy. I mean, EV cars. He makes charging stations. And he was explaining. He says, Kevin, you're misinformed about what it takes to, you know, for the EVs to do what they do and all this. And we're still debating it a little bit here and there. But I will tell you this. He made some good points. And I'll probably bring him on as a guest because he's worth listening to. But here's my bigger point. If you cannot lose at something, it's probably not legal. It's like Vegas. You go, they tell you it's a 50.2% chance of you losing and a 48.8% chance of you winning. And that little sliver is what all these places can live on. That 0.4% differential that favors, well, 0.2% that favors the house, which translates to 0.4, if you look at it both ways, is enough for the house to make billions and billions of dollars. But you have a chance. When it comes to solar and some of these things that the Democrats are doing, you as a taxpayer, we as a taxpayer, it is a lose situation. We're not going to win. Oh, well, Kevin, we'll win when we have electric car stations in this and the environment and this, that, and the other. Nothing's going to change for you. Not for me. I grew up in the country. I grew up around streams flowing and swimming in the lakes, clean lakes, breathing clean, fresh air, growing my own food. What could be better? What could the government do to improve my life? I got out of school, got dropped off by the bus, picked up my little Volkswagen Beetle, headed back to my house, which is 2 miles away, grabbed my fishing gear, my rifle, etc., and went hunting. By the time I got home, my grandmother was cooking. She said, go out to the garden, go get me some tomatoes, some peppers, some okra, whatever. And I went out there and did my thing. And that's what we did every day. My life couldn't have been better, man, let me tell you. I mean, I would have liked to have had a few more TV channels, and I'd like to have some of the creature comforts of today. But let me tell you, boy, you go pick a fresh ripe tomato right off the vine, it tastes like candy. An onion right out of the ground that you're going to cook with fresh, not this crap in the grocery stores that's been sitting around for weeks. Fresh. There's nothing like it, I'm telling you. It's probably why I'm living longer than I probably should have, because, you know, the expiration date on young black men, I'm past it, I'll put it that way. But what a, what a life. Well, Democrats want an easy life, and they want you to provide it. And that's our problem. And what about the Wu Flu scandal? Here's another clip that'll reveal a little bit more about the old Wu Flu.
Former Harvard professor who had ties to a Chinese-run recruitment program will not have to serve any more time in prison. A federal judge sentenced Charles Lieber to time served. He spent just 2 days behind bars, but Lieber will be on house arrest for 6 months and has to pay about $83,000 in fines and restitution. Prosecutors say the former chair of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology never paid taxes on his salary from the Wuhan University of Technology, which was $50,000 a month.
Leftist getting paid, baby! God, 50 grand a month. Who does this guy think he is, Hunter Biden? Does he think he's a Renaissance man? 50,000 bucks a month. What did he do to earn this money? 50,000 a month. So he's making $600,000 a year on top of his Harvard salary. Who knows what patents he holds and all that. I mean, shouldn't we do an investigation? I don't know what the FBI is involved in, but I would suggest they look into this guy. And, oh, what does he get? He gets a slap on the wrist. A slap on the wrist. Let me tell you, I've earned $100,000 one time in 1 month, $113,000. And I earned every penny of it. I know exactly what I sold, who I sold it to. I worked my butt off to get that big fat commission check, and I deserved it. These guys, man, they're just, they figured out a way, a pipeline to easy money. And I'm going to tell you, I keep saying this to people. Black Lives Matter, $83 billion. If you don't think that I would be over on the left grabbing that money, if I were on that side, I'm just telling you, I could get those dollars as easy as I'm doing this show. I'm not going to tell people that they need to be thanking me, because far be it. But I'll tell you this. Certainly there's a level of appreciation people should have that black conservatives stay the course, because we are smart. We know how to play the game if we needed to play it, and we refuse to do it. I'm so joyful that I don't even give that type of thing a second thought.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And Arlette, I mentioned President Biden in the Rose Garden yesterday during that press conference. There was also a moment in that press conference where a photographer captured the notes that President Biden was holding in his hand. And there appeared to be one with the reporter that he was going to call on, the first reporter he called on during that press conference. And now there are allegations about whether or not he had the question in advance. What is the White House saying about what happened here?
Well, Kaylin, it's not uncommon for the White House to prepare these types of briefing materials for the president, but it's the level of specificity that is in the spotlight in this moment. As you noted, that note card included the name and photo of a reporter and also a possible question.
Joe Biden needs cheat sheets in order to get something done. That's old news, but it was old news when they reported it, right? I mean, this isn't the first time Joe Biden's used a cheat sheet. It's not even the first time he's been caught, but here's what you need to understand, folks. He always uses a cheat sheet. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. I think we talked about this a little bit, at least I alluded to it earlier, but here's what I will tell you. It's like watching a child. They had to put pictures. I saw it. They put a picture of the photographers so he would know what they look like. Look, they have what's called staff reporters, White House staff people. They know who's going to be there. It rarely changes. They already know who he's going to call on. They don't call on the smaller people. He knows Peter Ducey and whoever else. They had to put a cheat sheet. Old dude is losing it. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about some of these, the stuff that's happening with these guys. And I know we shifted gears a little bit because I covered wind subsidies and things like that. And I did want to cover some of these crazy things that are happening. Like, I don't know if you saw the video of this guy. He disrupted the media. They were, the New York Times and all that. And he called them liars. And he just went on and on. You want to just play the clip? All right. It's a little off subject because I want to get back to the Bidens. But here's a guy talking about how they lie to us. And he's talking to the media at a media event where they claim they want open and honest discussion.
I'm looking for the one with Seymour Hersh because it's a policy and press hall event. So shouldn't we be talking about the Nord Stream since that's the biggest story of the century? And you guys, you know, I mean, you have the executive editor of the New York Times there who came out with a phony story to try and block Seymour Hersh. It's just kind of funny how that happened, you know? I mean, did you even acknowledge Seymour Hersh? All of you are executive editors of papers that broke Pentagon, Nilay, Watergate. Is this the same papers or not? I mean, is there anything you've gotten right in the last 20 years, or am I mistaken about that? I mean, it's just kind of funny because Iraq, wrong. Syria, wrong. Russiagate, really wrong. Okay, I mean, the list goes on and on. So the last thing you could do to try and actually fix your reputation is acknowledge that through leaks, we had to find out that Zelensky was going to bomb Moscow on the anniversary. I mean, if you're so impartial, shouldn't you at least say, right, that Zelensky was going to bring us on the verge of World War III? That seems pretty fair. While Julian Assange rots in prison, all of you got, you know, fat checks because he's in jail for doing your job. And you know what? Tucker Carlson ain't no Seymour Hersh, but he did something you guys are scared to do. Speak the truth and actually be critical of the war, which is why he was actually fired from Fox. Because you are all cowards, every single one of you. None of you have actually had any relevancy. And you know what? The mainstream press is now dying.
I got to tell you, I agree with the guy. I don't know who Seymour Hersh is. I haven't followed him that closely. But here's what I can tell you. He's saying, why are we fighting this war? Why are you propagating this war? And I've been blunt about things, and I'm going to be blunt when I know something or I don't know something. I don't know enough about the Ukrainians and the Russians to fill a thimble. But here's what I do know. If our government supports the Ukrainians, I support the Russians. That's right. This government has done nothing to make me a believer that they give a crap about us. They've spent our money. I believe there's more money being used for payoffs for the Bidens to cover up for the Bidens than there is to actually prosecute a war. I bet you more of that money is going to Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs than you can shake a stick at. I bet you both of them have gotten together and said, you know what? If we pretend to fight, then the United States would throw money at us. All we got to do is keep putting a little bit back into them and extorting. Pennies on the dollar we get sold out for. So I'm glad he disrupted that event. Let's move on. I want to talk about a few other things. So Kudlow is talking about some of Joe Biden's decisions. And just recently I heard that a bunch of governors or somebody were pushing back on Biden over this mortgage deal. But here's Larry Kudlow. And he's talking about Biden's mortgage deal, which is about as bonehead of a thing you could do. I'm giving you reasons that you should be able to get Biden on the 25th Amendment. And penalizing people who have good credit and rewarding people with bad credit is about, if you want something that defines the Democrats, I give you that right there.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, in a world of outrages and Bidenomics, big government socialism, taxing success, destroying a whole industry through unelected regulatory bureaucrats, where diversity, equity, and inclusion and redistribution reign over incentives to promote opportunity and growth, we have a new outrage. For hardworking folks, and I'm talking typical middle-class, blue-collar-type families who play by the rules and save their money to create a nest egg to buy a house, i.e. the American dream, they're going to be penalized by the Biden administration. That's right. It's another example of Biden's war against success. The administration now is going to hike payments for good credit home buyers in order to subsidize high-risk mortgages. That's right. New federal rules from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and they control about 60% of the housing mortgage market. Those rules go into place May 1st. If you have improved, you're not going to believe this, folks. If you have improved your FICO credit score to 680 or higher, or if you have made a down payment of 15 or 20%, you'll be penalized with higher mortgage interest rates and new large fees on the transaction. This is an outrage. This is an attack on the American dream. Now, look, at everybody should try to put 20% down. That's a commitment to the future. It's a matter of financial responsibility. It shouldn't be penalized. It should be rewarded. If you're recovering from COVID, or even going way back, if you recovered finally from the financial meltdown of 2008-2009, and you get your FICO credit score up to 680 or nearly 700, you should be rewarded for your effort. What Biden is doing is creating a responsibility tax. Again, he is attacking middle-class people who play by the rules, work hard, saved to invest in a home. Really, the most cherished aspect of American life, your own home.
So, I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future.
That deep thought moment was brought to you by Kamala Harris. So, Kudlow, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment, not only as it relates to the past, but to the future. I remember when I would say, Kamala Harris, just all you got to do is say, you know, floor, and she says ceiling. You know, when one contemplates the floor, in order for us to understand and appreciate the floor, we must understand how high we have as a ceiling. You know, all you do is just make it opposite. For one to really conceptualize left, we must therefore be able to conceptualize right. You know what I mean? And you can play this game. And what's funny is there are movies made about this. I forget which one it was. It was a comedy. And the guy, he was like an Indian. That's all he would say. He would give you a context. Anything you said, if it was a car, he would talk about a boat or whatever. It was generally something opposite. If it was white, it was black. If it was high, it was short. You know, low. If it was tall, it was short. Ugly, pretty. And the whole thing was, he was no guru. Everybody considered him a guru. Pretty funny. Since we kind of started with Joe Biden, let's pivot back and understand that what we're talking about here is leftism having to take the shortcut. Leftism can't stand on its own. It can't say, throw me your question, I'll answer it. It can't say, work hard and you get paid. It's always looking for a shortcut, a way to get something for nothing.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.